Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Let's go to Matthew 19. Read the first verse. It came to pass when Jesus had finished these sayings, he departed from Galilee and came into the coast of Judea beyond Jordan. Great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. How many of them? All of them. He healed them all. You know, there's bound to be at least one really jerk in that group, particularly over in the great multitudes people. There gotta be some nasty people in there of some kind. But he didn't look at them through the eyes of condemnation the way the religious leaders of the day did. He didn't look at them through the eyes of the law and the curse. He looked at them through the eyes of the God who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And you and I are part of that world. And it worked today. It worked for me and for Gloria. All those 59 years ago, it worked and it's still working. And all Gloria prayed was, take my life and do something with it. Praise God. And he did. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, Mark chapter 6, verse 55, ran through that whole region round about and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. They just heard he was there. Here we go. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. The word whole there is sozo. Made sound, healed, delivered, and saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, sir, I will. Back up to the 5th chapter of Mark. This chapter is so strong and powerful. The woman with the issue of blood, verse 27, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Same word. I shall be whole. But now, that didn't cover just her sickness. She said whole. It's that word, sozo. Whole. Well, she spent all that she had. And you're not whole if you're absolutely broke and destitute. She obviously had been a woman of means, went to many physicians. Now, faith doesn't work in an unforgiving heart, so obviously she had forgiven all of those physicians. Praise God, she'd been shut in, she'd been quarantined for how long? 12 years. This was not the flu. I mean, we got quarantined for 2 weeks and get upset. 12 years. Anyway, she had forgiven them, but I want you to see this. And straightway, or immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up. Now, notice this. This is good, and particularly you watching on television or hearing, any way you're hearing this, listen to this and look at it in your Bible. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up. And then she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. But she believed it before she felt it. She believed it before the manifestation of that healing came. She believed it to the point where she knew it in her heart. And by corresponding action, she drug herself out in that street. And she's, read the 5th chapter of Leviticus and find it out. It carried the same weight as a leper. You didn't go out in public with an issue of blood that had lasted more than the normal time. You were a shut-in. You were dangerous. You could be stoned for that. And the leader of the synagogue is standing right there. He had the authority to do that. She didn't pay any attention to that. And he wasn't interested in that in the first place. He's not out there to stone somebody. He's got a daughter that's dying. Whew, glory to God. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned him about in the presence and said, "Who touched my clothes?" Yeah. His disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and saith, Who touched me?" And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee sozo." Well, sound, whole, complete. Your money's on the way back. Your health is here. Now you can get up and you'll get your weight back. The blood thing is stopped. Yes. Glory to God. All she had to do, she was after, he's a rabbi. He wears the rabbi's clothing. And the prayer shawl could be seen out from under his top garment. And she knew, from what she knew of being a Jew, that as a rabbi, the anointing was in that garment. And all I need to do is touch that. That's all I need. All I need to do is touch that. I don't need him to touch me. I don't need him to lay hands on me. I don't need any of that. I need to touch the hem, that prayer shawl. And in order to do that, she had to crawl out there. And she touched it. And the anointing flowed in her with such power. She was aware of the coming in of that power. And he was aware that that power had left him. And the hem of his garment is in this place today. The Spirit of healing, the Holy Spirit of God, is literally the hem of his garment. And this book, hallelujah, is the promise and the promissory note that it is available and it's happening right now. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Luke chapter 4, let's go there. Luke 4, 38. Now, yesterday morning, we talked from Luke 4, 18, where Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach." He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. He's a preacher. And everywhere he goes, he's preaching. Everywhere he goes, he's preaching. She heard of Jesus. What'd she hear? She heard that somebody relayed that message to her. That hey, let me tell you what he said. He's manifestation of what the great prophet Isaiah said. Amen. And so, Notice this now. In Luke 4, 38, in verse 36, they were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, "What a word is this? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about, and he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she rose and ministered to them. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them, and he healed them. He laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And devils came out of many, crying out, saying, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of God." He rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was anointed. Glory to God. Just let that sink in. "Well, Brother Copeland, you don't know what problems the devil's been giving me." No, I don't. But I know he's lost his authority. I know he's a defeated foe. I know Jesus has already taken care of him. Took his, in the pit of hell, in the pit of hell itself, Jesus, the first man to ever be born from death to life. Adam was the first man to ever be born over. He was born from life to death. Jesus had to go back through that gate and suffer the hell that Adam should have suffered. Thank God he didn't. Because of covenant, he didn't. But Jesus, as the only one that could do that for you and me, for anybody else, he had to undo what the devil brought to pass through Adam. What about his wife? She was deceived. But he wasn't. And the scripture said that she turned and gave him to eat there with her. He wasn't off out in the garden somewhere. He was right there. He heard everything the devil said. He heard everything that she said, and he didn't correct her. God didn't say anything about not touching that fruit. He said, "Don't eat of it." It was their tithe. It was his tree, and it was their tithe. How do I do that? Know that? Because God brought that up sometime or other. He taught both his sons to tithe. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. So, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Let's read that 40th verse again. I love that. When the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers or different diseases brought them unto him. He laid his hands on every one of them. Every one of them, and healed them. Luke chapter 6, verse 17. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, 17th verse, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him, and he healed and be healed of their diseases. Now that takes away this idea that he just healed everybody and, you know, and just healed him. No, no. They came to hear first. They wanted to hear him. And hearing brought faith. We know that from Romans 10, 17. Hearing brought faith. Faith for what? Healing. The words that we're reading, the words that I'm speaking, the words that are entering into your ears and into your eyes and into your heart is bringing faith. Faith is there. Faith is coming. Amen. There's no such thing as faith that won't come. Because that's the wonderful, beautiful secret of the spiritual force called faith. It's, Jesus said in Mark 11, 22, have faith in God. That's wonderful. Actually, he said, have the faith of God. Well, when you got born again, you received the faith of God. Now it's yours. Amen. It's God's faith. I like what Brother Hagin said, and it is right, that there are Greek scholars that put it like this. Have the God kind of faith. Oh, I like that. The God kind of faith works by the God kind of love, who He is love, and the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, which is your strength, and peace. Love, joy, and shalom. And long-suffering. You can't be long-suffering, or as the Amplified says, long of patience. You can't do that without those first three. It doesn't work that way. Love, joy. God, who is love, has given you the joy, and He's guaranteed you shalom. Now, with that kind of peace, you can not put up with. That's not what that word patience means. No, it's literally long-suffering is endurance. Spiritual endurance. To be like Jesus and stay the same day in and day out. Stay on your faith. Stay the same praiser. Then the rest of the fruit of the Spirit can manifest. Glory to God. Oh, it's shouting time. Glory to God. The pain in the lower jaw, in this area right in here, the lower jaw area, I just heard lower jaw, and it's pain right through here is being healed right now. Your healing is there. So take it. Receive it. Now then, Luke chapter 9, verse 10 and 11, and the apostles, when they returned, told him all that they had done. He took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city of Bethsaida. And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them. And he spake unto them the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. If you had need of healing, there it is. You just get in his presence. Now, Mark 10, verse 46. Praise God. Mark 10. Verse 46. They came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. All right, hold your place there. Go back to the book of Matthew, the 22nd chapter, the 41st verse. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he?" They say unto him, "The son of David." Now, he didn't say Christ. He said, "Messiah." Messiah. They didn't believe he was a Messiah. We know he was, but they didn't. So, whose son do you say he is? Son of David. Hey, Bartimaeus knew who he was. Son of David! Son of David! Messiah! 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 Woo-wee. Glory to God. Messiah. And when he heard that it was Jesus, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Messiah, 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 have mercy on me," or "have hesed on me." The Jewish covenant word hesed, the burning desire to do favor, the burning desire to give grace to those with whom you have covenant. And David was so burning with hesed. Hesed, it's translated loving kindness. It's translated tender mercies. Some of the things that we read in the Psalms this morning actually were hesed. Chesed. It's that covenant term when the greater does favor for the lesser. He does favor, great favor. Well, what do you think the grace and favor of God is in the new covenant? It's the chesed of God in the old covenant. It's power. It's power. Now you can go back. Remember the battle? Jehoshaphat? You don't need to fight in this battle. The battle is mine, the victory is yours. And Jehoshaphat consulted with the servants. And they decided to set singers forth in the front. No, God didn't say that. He consulted with the people. Read it. Now, what did they cry? Who can tell me? The Lord is good. Now, wait a minute. It's translated mercy in English. In Hebrew, it's chesed. Now, the moment they said, "He is good," and they call for the chesed of God, the covenant grace, the bigger taking the war of the lesser, the moment they sang it out loud of His goodness and His covenant chesed, He said, then God moved. You know what? His mercy still endures forever, and He is a good God.
God has given us victory in the area of health and healing. He'll keep you safe from virus, infection, discomfort, and disease when you follow the instructions laid out in the Bible on how to get healed and stay that way. For over 50 years, Gloria Copeland has been passionately teaching people how to apply the principles of faith found in God's Word to take their healing. Get on the road to divine health with your healing prescription package. Listen and participate in Healing School with Gloria's six-message audio series. Use the scriptures as your prescription medicine to stay healed with the RX Healing Brochure and discover the keys to living well and having a full, healthy life with Gloria's mini book, 3 Steps to the Good Life. There is sickness in the world, but as believers, we know that our weapon is not against flesh and blood, and faith for healing will come as you keep filling your heart with the Word of God. Live symptom and fear free, confident in God's power to get healed and stay healed for a long, strong life.
Request your healing prescription package free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org/victory offer or when you call 877-615-4267. Take God's healing prescription. Let the Word of God and these teaching resources help you receive your healing and stay well. See yourself living healthy and whole. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
During this message, Brother Copeland had a word of knowledge that someone got healed from pain in the lower jaw. Now listen, if that was you, you need to let us know. You can email or you can call us. Share your testimony. Give God praise for the manifestation of your miracle. Listen, we are living in a time where there is just constant awareness. Have you noticed this? Constant awareness of sickness and disease. But with the Word of God, you can live healthy and whole in this life all the time, where things like colds and flu and pain, people with heart disease or cancer, mental illnesses of all kinds. Listen, they don't have to be a part of your life because God wants you well. He wants you strong in every way and certainly in the health of your body. He wants you to live every day in the fullness of the blessing. And Gloria Copeland teaches you how the Word of God can get you well and take you to that place of divine health. In the book, 3 Steps to the Good Life, she shares the spiritual principles to living well and having a full, meaningful life worth living. Living by the Word of God is the way to reach that place of living in constant health and constant prosperity, spirit, soul, and body. So get your free healing package or download your copies on kcm.org. Now, KCM creates study notes for all of the daily BVOV broadcasts. So be sure to download your free copies of this week's Healing School with Brother Copeland. All of the scripture and the teaching points are included in the notes. And these notes are a great tool and a great resource to help you study right along with the broadcast. And then what do? Later, you share them with friends. You share them with family. You could even use them to teach a small group or to teach at church. And remember, you can also go back and watch the BVOV broadcast for free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. Thank you so much for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a free copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, go to kcm.org/victory offer. You can request it on DVD, CD, or download it to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.